walking down a memory lane, a path of long ago. Old Satan came right by my side, making me feel low. He brought up thoughts of hurt and pain when I had gone astray. He wanted to discourage me as I walked along life's way. He said, "You're undeserving, 'cause I know where you've been. I have a record of your life when you were bound by sin. I know your darkest secrets that you would never tell. What makes you think you don't deserve a place with me in hell?" Well, I heard the old accuser, and this was my reply: "You're right for all those things I've done. I sure deserve to die. My righteousness is filthy rags. My goodness isn't clean. There's only one thing I can say to what you've said to me. It's under the blood. Oh, praise His dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life has been changed, not shackled by sin and shame. It's already gone. I'm happy reminding Him it's under the blood." Victory was given me when I was born again. He washed my stained and sinful past when I was bound by sin. No longer do I bear the mark that sin had brought my way. With happiness and peace of mind, praise God, I now can say, "It's under the blood. Oh, praise His dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life has been changed, not shackled by sin and shame. It's already gone.
Trouble and heart.
Sometimes I wake up in the morning, Satan tries to hinder me, and then all through the day he tries to rob my victory. Seems like everywhere I turn, he's always in my face, but hallelujah, praise to Jesus, there is a resting place.
Oh, there's one place he can't go. What a comfort just to know that when I'm crossing Jordan's foam, praise the Lord, he can't follow me home.
Oh, he has no invitation to that homeland sweet and fair, no place set at the table in the wedding supper there. So he'd better make the best while trouble in my mind, 'cause when my Savior calls me, I'm leaving him behind. Oh, there's one place he can't go. What a comfort just to know that when I'm crossing Jordan's foam, praise the Lord, he can't follow me home.
Amen. Once again, in Proverbs chapter number 6 this morning, I just want to read one verse. The Bible said there in verses number 32 of Proverbs chapter number 6. The Bible said, "Whosoever committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding, but he that doeth it destroyeth his own soul." Our Heavenly Father, now God, once again we come before you thanking you for the day that you've given, God, the blessings of life, Lord, and God, most of all, for salvation. This morning, I'm glad I'm a child of the King. This morning, I'm glad that there is a royal blood that runs through my veins this morning. And though that at this hour it may not show, but thank God, one of these days, when He appears, I know that I shall be like Him. I thank the Lord this morning for all that He's done for me. What a blessing it is to be a child of God this morning. Father, I pray that you'd anoint your men as they stand and proclaim the truths of Thy Word this morning. God, open ears and hearts, that your word might be received, and God, may you save to the uttermost that one that would call upon your name this morning. God, I pray how you reveal yourself this morning. God, manifest yourself and make yourself known unto those this morning, God, that need to get a glimpse of glory. I pray this morning you touch those how we made mention of this morning. God, comfort those that are sick and those where the death angel is visited. Lord, I pray you'd encourage their hearts this morning. For all of this, we'll thank you. We'll praise you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen this morning. Continuing on with the thought we started last week upon the thought of adultery. The Bible makes it plain this morning here in chapter 6, verse 32, that whosoever committeth adultery lacketh understanding. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter number 13 and verse number 4 that marriage is honorable, the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Dear friend, Jeremiah 23 and verse number 10, Jeremiah looked out and said, "The land is full of adultery." And no doubt he was talking about spiritually and physically this morning. I'll tell you, it's the same way as we live in this day and hour. Brother, it's still a commandment this morning in Exodus chapter 20 and verse number 14, the seventh commandment, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." It is not a suggestion. It is not just good advice, brother. It is a commandment of Almighty God this morning. Amen. The Bible said, "Let every man have his own wife this morning." Our dear friend did not say, let every man have another man's wife. And why we're so obsessed nowadays with having what somebody else has instead of what God gives us in the sight of God this morning. Our dear friend, we're living in a time when adultery is running rampant. It seems like it's a crime that goes unpunished in the land that we live. Amen. Our dear friend, there's no fear, there's no shame, and there's no remorse over the sin of adultery in this generation. Our dear friend, but I'm telling you, homes and hearts and lives, brother, have been broken and ruined. Churches, ministries, all because of the lust, our dear friend, that is manifest in adultery. I want to preach this morning, first of all, on the road unto adultery. Amen. The path that leads you down to adultery. It's not the yellow brick road, brother. In chapter 7 and verse 27 of the book of Proverbs, the Bible said, her house, talking about adultery, is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, there is a path that leads somebody to adultery this morning. It's not just something that happens spontaneously. No, brother. There is a downward spiral staircase that leads you unto adultery this morning. I'm so tired of hearing people say, well, it just happened. No, it didn't, brother. There were some plans. There were some negotiations that went ahead down this road that led you to the place of adultery. Let me say, first of all, this road begins with an illusion. Amen. Dreams and fantasies and wishes. Dear friend, you're drawn in by the lies and deceptions that adultery gives to you this morning. It's like any other sin. It has pleasure for a season. It begins with flirts and flowers and sweet promises. Amen. That young brook begins to brag on you. That little sweet honey begins to batter eyes at you, and you just turn to mush. Amen. I want to tell you something. You've watched too many soap operas. Thank God, read too many Harlequin romances. Listen to too many country songs. Dear friend, the end of adultery is bitterness. It's destructive. Dear friend, people give up everything they have. Thank God for a night. Dear friend, always seems like the grass is greener on the other side, or things will be better with somebody else. I want to tell you something, brother. I want to tell you something, ma'am. If he'll cheat with you, he'll cheat on you. Amen. You'll never build a marriage, dear friend, that'll last, or that'll be blessed upon the foundation that's laid in adultery. Amen. Brother, you'll never be able to stack stones on top of one another. You'll never be able to sleep peacefully under the roof, dear friend, of a marriage that's built on adultery. Sooner or later, it'll come falling down, crumbling down, and great will be the fall thereof. Amen. I think about the immunity down the road of adultery. You hear me, brother, for you to commit adultery, you've got to be immune to your own conscience. Amen. How else can you sit in church, dear friend, knowing what you've been doing? How else can you sing in the choir, knowing where you've been the past weekend? How else can you stand behind the podium and teach and the pulpit and preach, brother, knowing that you stepped out and been unfaithful to your spouse? How in the world can you sit in the house of God and sing praises unto Him, and knowing what you've done to your spouse, your children, your family, your church, and your Savior? Amen. Adultery, I thank God, will make you numb. It will sever. It'll cut off. Dear friend, this morning, your conscience this morning, I think about the incident in Job 24 and verse number 14. The Bible says, said the adulterer waits till twilight when no one's watching. Brother, I'm telling you, it's a secret rendezvous. And if an adultery has to be planned, it has to be carefully executed. It's sneaky. It's conniving. Amen. And if you've got to lie about where you was and who you was with and go places nobody knows who you are and then cover your tracks behind you. Amen. Thank God. Look at David. And if and how his adulterous affair had to be covered up with lying and murdering. And dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, dear friend, nobody just happens to commit adultery. You might take somebody's life at the spur of a moment. You might lead a lie, you ought not to, when you feel pressured. But brother, to commit adultery, you got to go somewhere. Thank God and get alone. Dear friend, where the clothes can come off. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, there's always an opportunity for you to think about what you're doing before you do it. Amen. And then I think about the indulgence. Dear friend, you can stare at sin and change your mind. You can flirt with sin, and I don't recommend it, but you still can turn away. But once you embrace it, brother, it'll change you forever. Yes, you can be forgiven. I didn't say you couldn't. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, God said, David, I'm going to put away your sin, but the sword will never depart from your house, and I'll raise up trouble out of your own household. And David buried child after child, his family corrupt and defiled, his body full of a disease, and finally breathed his last breath in bitterness. I'm telling you, adultery will. The road of adultery may start off in pleasantness and pleasures, but thank God it'll end in destruction and suffering and death. I think about not only the road of adultery, the reasonings of adultery, my, how we try to explain it to others, amen, how we try to justify it unto ourselves. We've even tried to change the scriptures to justify adultery. Amen. And here from the Bible said that if you take another husband or another wife, except your husband or wife committed adultery, you are committing adultery. Amen. I've heard some say, well, it's irreconcilable differences. It's because he abandoned me or he abandoned me. It's because I'm telling you, Jesus said adultery is the only justification for taking another wife or another husband. Amen. Galatians 5 and 19. The Bible said the works of the flesh are manifest through this. You know what's number one on that list? It's not murdering. It's not stealing. It's not lying. It is adultery. Amen. That's right. And if we try to excuse it. Amen. You cannot say you didn't know better. You can't say you didn't know, couldn't know what you was getting into. You can't even say you wasn't warned. You may have not have meant for it to go so far. And you may have not have ever thought it hurt so many. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, chapter 6 and verse 27, can man take a fire into his bosom and not be burned? Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, when you take the forbidden fruit, dear friend, it not only ruins your life, but it ruins the life of your family and your friends. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, those covenants that you took, those vows you took before God, dear friend, in a company of witnesses. I don't want to hear the excuse, I was just lonely, or I was bored, or I was unhappy. Bless God, get a dog, amen. Dear friend, but quit looking down the road. Dear friend, you're not going to find happiness in another man. You're not going to find fulfillment in another woman. Dear friend, I
I'm telling you, the problem is not in the husband or the wife. It's in you this morning. If adultery is on your mind, man, don't entertain the thoughts, don't contemplate the actions of it. Dear friend, I'm telling you, we try to justify it. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, it makes us feel better if we can just find some reason to pin an excuse on. Dear friend, of why we done what we done. Why don't you just tell God how you fell into lust? Amen. And thank God, repent of it. Dear friend, apologize for it. Oh, no. We're not going to get up in front of our church and apologize. No. We'll just go down the road and join another church and act like there ain't nothing wrong. Amen. I'll tell you, if they sent for the letter of the pastor, I ought to stamp a big old A on their letter. That's what they used to do, put a scarlet letter so that everybody in town knowed what they was guilty of. Yeah, man, go ahead and send me a letter. It don't bother me, honey. You know the only people I ever have problems out of preaching on adultery are those that are guilty of it. Amen. And I'm telling you, little Johnny and little Susie, they only way they can make a family tree is to put it in pencil because they've got to do so much erasing and filling in names. Dear friend, parents have worn out their walls putting pictures up, taking pictures down. It's a shame and a disgrace. It's still a sin in the eyes of God. Dear friend, I think about the retribution for adultery this morning. There's a high price for low living, brother. Every transgression has a just recompense of reward. And when lust can bring it forth, when it is conceived, it brings forth sin. And when sin gets finished with you, it'll bring forth death. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. In chapter 5 and verse number 4, and the Bible said, her end is bitter as wormwood and sharper than a two-edged sword. Amen. You're going to lose the game of adultery. I've never known anyone that ever come out on top. Amen. In chapter 5, verse 9 through 11, the Bible said you'll lose your honor, your wealth, your health, and even your life. Amen. In verse 23 of chapter 5, he said he'll die without instruction, and the greatness of his folly, he'll go astray. Amen. How sad it is how you've got nothing to look forward to. Amen. And if, and I'll tell you what adultery will do, it'll label you too. Sin will mark you. Amen. In chapter 5 and verse 22, he said his own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sin. In other words, brother, when folks look at you, they won't call you by your name. They'll say, there goes that adulterer. There goes that adulteress. It's going to be hard to hold your head up. Brother, that's why you turn the card in the middle of Walmart. That's why you wait till 11:30 at night to go buy your groceries. Man, you know I'm telling you the truth, because you don't want to run into those that know what you're guilty of this morning. Amen. In chapter 6, verse 23, the Bible said this morning, dear friend, that a man is reduced, dear friend, to a piece of bread. Dear friend, that's what, dear friend, this morning that adultery will do to you. Dear friend, it'll make you just a piece of bread. In verse 33 of chapter 6, a wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach he shall not be wiped away. Brother, you can't just sugar it off. Amen. It'll follow you. It'll label you. It'll stick to you. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, it'll loathe you this morning. In chapter 6, verse 34, the Bible said, therefore he will spare in the day of vengeance. He'll not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, if you commit adultery, there's going to be at least one man and one woman out there that's going to hate your guts. Amen. Do you really want to be the other woman? Do you really want to be referred to as the other man? Do you want to be at FM the one that the children of that one that you've heard? Had FM look at you and say, that's the one that burnt my family. That's the one that broke my home. Amen. Had FM, there's a heavy consequence. Had to pay for a little bit of pleasure. Had FM, I'm telling you, it won't work. God said it won't work. You can try to make it work, but you'll be miserable, drowning in adultery. Had FM, there's a resistance of adultery. You can say no. You can turn away. You don't have to be the victim. You don't have to give in. You don't have to fall in the trap. We're not ignorant of the devices of the devil. Adultery is something that you don't do blind, brother. You go in with eyes wide open. Avoid impropriety. Amen. Stay away from it. In chapter 5 and verse 8, the Bible said, remove thy way far from her and come not nigh to the door of her house. I'm going to tell you something, brother. If you've got to change jobs, if you've got to change doctors, if you've got to shop somewhere else, if you've got to move out of the community, if that's what it takes, it's not worth losing your marriage over. Quit playing with fire and thank God this morning. Separate yourself. Brother, if you ain't got the strength to turn away, if you've got to work with that woman, I'd find me another job. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, this morning it's not worth it. Dear friend, you need to acquire the facts. Chapter 5, verse 1 and 12, chapter 6, verse 23 and 32, and chapter 7 and verse 7, he said you better get some understanding and some instruction and some wisdom, and don't be a simpleton. Don't be easy prey. Open your eyes and don't be stupid. Dear friend, this morning, you know there's some boundaries in your life. Quit trying to push them this morning. Dear friend, quit trying to see how close you can get without going on, because I'm telling you, brother, you're not as strong as you think you are this morning. Amen. You better draw some lines. And brother, if it takes fleeing like Joseph, run away from it. Amen. Dear friend, you need to apply faithfully. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, you can be joyous with a husband that you got right now. You can live satisfied and fulfilled with the wife that you have right now. You say, preacher, you don't know them. I know God. Brother, you pray and God will work on them. Chapter 9 of Proverbs, chapter 7, verse 17 and 18, he said, stolen waters are sweet. Yeah, they are. But the end will be bitter and cause you death this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, chapter 5 and verse 11, he said, at the last thou shalt mourn. Amen. That's what adultery does. It'll cost you more than you want to pay. All the thoughts and plans and figures, it'll never turn out the way you think it will. Amen. I tell you, there's many today that regret and would give anything to undo what they did. Had they got what they wanted, but they lost what they had, and it'll never come back. And I want to end with this, brother. You remember in chapter 5 and verse 21, how the Bible said the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord. And dear friend, I'm telling you, one of these days, you'll have to stand before Almighty God and give an account for adultery, for the lives you ruined, for the homes you ruined, for the shame and disgrace you brought. Stay away from adultery this morning, and the Lord will richly bless you. Amen.